guys, I would like to tell the story of what happened with us 5 years ago, 6 years ago, about how to borrow or loan money for your friends and family. If you want to buy something and you don't have the money, if it's really, really emergency, sometimes you can go and ask in your bank. And sometimes situation happens that you cannot have this from the bank. They maybe reject you or take it so long. So you think, okay, it's a great idea if I go and ask my friends and parents or somebody else. So when we buy our first house and we didn't have any credit history, it was very complicated for us, but we tired of the rent. So we want to go and ask money for our family. It was big, big mistake, because when we call our family and ask about help, we was ready to pay even penalty and fee, make official a contract, because we don't care who we need to pay back or the family. So we was ready to organize this officially to contract. But family say, no, just guys, go and tell me how much money do you need, we give you, and when you have a time and money, you can give us back. Big, huge mistake. Even if it's family, you always need to have contract, you always need to have details about how much you borrow, how much you loan, how much you need to pay, what amounts, monthly payment, what if it's some problem happen, what fee, what penalty, if you pay earlier or if you pay later, all details, even if it's family. Because we have this money and we were so excited. We buy a house and we make every month's payment. Let's say we took $70,000 or $75,000, and our rent was $800. So we told we will pay $800 every month because it's what we can afford. But they told us, no, let's have for easy math, let's have $500. So we were so excited because $300, it's extra money to the family, and $500 everybody can afford. So we just pay $500. 12 months later, we understand that it was completely no payment down, because $500, it was only interest rate. When I search that and I find that, my chin was dropped by bottom. For me, it was so pissed off and so upset, because $500, it was only interest rate. So looks like after 12 months, I think I pay $6,000. So 75 minus 6, I own only 69, yeah? But we figure out so that we still need to pay $75,000. For me, it was huge, huge surprise. So next month, when I find that, we start to pay extra money, $800,000, $2,000, yada, yada. And family come to us and say, you know what, I changed my mind. So right now we have 30 days to give my money back. And we were shocked because they told us, when you have the money, you pay how much you can. We're not in a rush and doesn't matter, it's not our last money. So we sit and spoke like 4 hours or 5 hours and figure out, and they told us, because this $500, it was only interest rate, because they took for retirement account and nobody mentioned this before. So 12 months we pay only fee for this member of the family for fee, because they took from retirement account, and it was 9% interest rate. So it was so shocking, because bank can give you 3% interest rate, we pay 9%, and we pay $500 only interest rate, and it's not even included payments. So it was so shocking, and miscommunication, misunderstanding, so much angriness, and not helpful for relationship. It's not was spoken or written on a start in contract, because you think like, if it's a family, why do I need to do that? It's a huge mistake. Doesn't matter. If you want to have your family, if you want to have your friends, always write contract. How it's not weird to say, but it is much better for your healthy relationship on the future, and don't be angry with each other. And they told us we have 30 days to have $75,000 back or they take us to the court. It took us almost 2 months and we were so angry and we were so driving. We make money and we give money back, and after that nobody speak with each other. So, moral of this story, always double check, ask question, even if you think it's stupid question and you don't need to say, because it's a family, you know each other, you understand each other, yes, but if it's subject about money, always double check, always have maybe pay to lawyer for like $200, they sign contract officially, it's be everything legal. And don't have miscommunication. Ask a lot question. Be clear with every point about return term money, monthly payment, interest rate, yada yada. So listen our story, learn our story. Don't make mistake what we did. And think twice if you won't have relationship or you won't have your house or investment without your family. So I hope it was very interesting, guys, situation. I want to share with you what happened with us 5-6 years ago. So double check this, subscribe, make a comment. I hope you not make mistake what we did, and best luck for you. See you soon. Bye bye.